Please turn with me this morning in your Bibles to Exodus, the second chapter. And I'd like to read the first 10 verses of Exodus chapter 2. And there went a man out of the house of Levi and took to wife a daughter of Levi. And the woman conceived and bare a son, and when she saw him that he was a goodly child, she hid him 3 months. And when she could not longer hide him, she took for him an ark of bulrushes and daubed it with slime and with pitch and put the child therein. And she laid it in the flags by the river's brink. And her sister stood afar off to wit what would be done to him. And the daughter of Pharaoh came down to wash herself at the river. And her maidens walked along by the river's side, and when she saw the ark among the flags, she sent her maid to fetch it. And when she had opened it, she saw the child. And behold, the babe wept. And she had compassion on him and said, "This is one of the Hebrews' children." Then said his sister to Pharaoh's daughter, "Shall I go and call to thee a nurse of the Hebrew women, that she may nurse the child for thee?" And Pharaoh's daughter said to her, "Go." And the maid went and called the child's mother. And Pharaoh's daughter said unto her, "Take this child away and nurse it for me, and I will give thee thy wages." And the woman took the child and nursed it. And the child grew. And she brought him unto Pharaoh's daughter. And he became her son. And she called his name Moses. And she said, "Because I drew him out of the water." Moses was probably, other than Jesus Christ, as the Son of God in his humanity, the greatest man that probably ever lived. Moses wrote the first 5 books of the Bible, as you know. Here's a man, Moses, that appeared along with Elijah and Jesus Christ on a mountain in a transfigurative place. Moses. There's not a law on the United States' Constitution, as I understand, of any merit that wasn't Moses' law in some regard. So what about this man Moses? Where did he come from? Who was his mama? Because every person, the mama has such an influence on that person. I was thinking yesterday about President Donald Trump. And I wasn't so interested in his net worth. And Mazes called and I said, "Who is this man's mama? What is she like?" And I found out that her name was Marianne, and that she was a woman that loved God. And that she brought him up in the Presbyterian church. And she taught him God's word and gave him a Bible. And you know, he used that Bible that his mama gave him to make his swearing into oath of office and his swearing in to be president of the United States. I'll tell you, I believe that a mama is the foundation, other than God, of our life, our culture. And I know there's a lot of godly women in this world. I see that in my wife and my daughters and you. And I just want to say this morning, thank God for you. It is a profound calling. And here we find an occasion where a woman had a baby in a most difficult time. When people would have said, "You don't need to have that baby." But she did. And she dealt with the obstacles because her motherhood was her calling to that. This woman's name was Jochebed. We don't see it here in these scriptures, but in Exodus 6:20, you'll find that Jochebed was the mother of Moses and Aaron and Miriam. And that name Jochebed means Yahweh is glory. And like so many mamas, she's just kind of behind the scenes in a way. She's not out for some high notoriety. But she's doing the best she can. Because the life of this baby was important to her. And it meant that she was going to have to do some things that was not very easy to do. Like put him in an ark of bulrushes, a little boat on the river. Take him to the very place of death. You know, Pharaoh had already sent this command that all the babies would be killed. And you know, the devil is that way today. He still wants to kill our babies. And mothers and motherhood is a courageous calling. Well, what is motherhood? I've entitled what I want to tell you, motherhood. Summer came through the office a while ago and I said, Happy Mother's Day. She said, well, Brother Randy, I'm not a mother. I said, yes, you are. Every woman has motherhood in the foundation of her fiber. That's who you are created to be. Adam called Eve the mother of all living. Even before, as I understand, I see any scripture that she gave birth. Jesus Christ, his promise of the Messiah that we celebrate in his resurrection is the fruit of a mother because he is the seed of a woman, the Virgin Mary. I'll tell you, all of us ought to be, and I know we are, so thankful for our mothers. I wanted to say three things this morning as we see this episode in the scripture of this mother that is so courageous, that against all odds defied the very call of the world to have her babies done away with, that she says, no, I'm going to trust God. I'm going to believe God. You know, I almost went to Proverbs 31. I may refer to that just in a minute, but I'll tell you what, that is a mother. That is a woman that trusts God and a woman that has faith, a woman that is not perfect but wants to be. The first point I want to say is this. Think of our mothers. Because I guarantee you, if your mother is living today, she is thinking of you. Secondly, I pray that we can trust our mothers because your mother is trusting in God. You want to give your mama something for Mother's Day? I'll tell you what you give her. And I'm not a mama, but I believe I could say this for you ladies. You want your children to do right. You want your children to be who they're called to be. You want them safe. You want them to follow the Word of God. That's what you really want. I'll tell you, a mama, I believe that a mother's smile has guided many a man and woman to do the right thing. And I believe her tears has kept all of us out of a lot of sin and trouble. Just because we love her so much. And what a joy and a blessing it is. We need to think of our mothers. Many of us have mothers that are in heaven now. May God bless us today to think of them. To thank God for them. And they're still speaking. A mother's presence doesn't just fade like a memory. No, no. She is ever living. And she still speaks to our hearts. And considers our ways. You know, I hope you see as we look at these 10 verses, not only the motherhood. Well, when I talked about motherhood, let me say this before I miss it. It's what is that? It's a gender-specific role of parenthood whereby a woman acts out in a worshipful, active way, being a living sacrifice. Now, we had a problem, I understand. You can't pay a lot of attention to politics. A while back, people were talking about, what is a woman? Seemed like people had a hard time defining a woman. A woman is a mother. That's what a woman is. It's a feminine-specific role of gender that God has given us because He created them male and female. And the woman is the female. And she is powerful and specifically equipped to do God's work. And God uses a mini Omama to bring people to know Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. She cannot save them, no. But she can introduce them. Mama's reading Bible stories about God. Prayer. You get your first impression of God from your mama, don't you? What a blessing that is. I'll tell you, Jochebed here. See the providence of God in this? See, I want you ladies to know, you were ordained of God to be a mama before you were a mama. See, the baby that grew in your womb was no accident. For God prepared that before the foundation of the world. When David said in Psalm 139 that I'm formed in my mother's womb, in her inward part, that's birth. Now, I know that this day is kind of a hard day for some women. Infertility is real. They are women that can't have babies, but they are mothers. They have a motherhood. They are women that feel like they have failed as a mother. Divorce and drugs and problems in our broken world have separated mamas from their dear babies. And yet, the power of that mama is there. And God, even in that, brings us to understand that even Jochebed, she had to give her baby up, but she did it for the baby. She did it because God had ordained that this happened as it happened. Do you think that the princess of Pharaoh would be down at the river just by happen chance at that very time? No. God was in all that. And God was going to preserve Moses because God needed a man to lead His people out of bondage and to write His law. And I'm going to tell you, when God gets ready to do something, when a battle needs winning, when a right or wrong needs righting, rather, you know what He does? He sends a baby. He sends a baby through a woman. He sent a little babe in Bethlehem through the womb of Virgin Mary. See, God is into the birth of life. He has a process, a plan, and motherhood is a vital part of that plan. It is a great myth, and our culture has sold it to a lot of women that you can't really be who you need to be and stay at home and raise your children. You need to get out and do all these things. That is a myth. The most profound work that a woman can do is raise her children and nurture her children. It might seem mundane, but it is vital. See, Jochebed didn't have Moses in maybe 4 or 5 years. Notice that she was the one that nursed her own baby. Here again, you think that's just an accident? No. God arranged all this. See, God is the one that takes motherhood. You might feel, mamas, that you're not doing things, they're not here, and you feel helpless, but you're not. God is working through you. And you have a much more profound influence than you'll ever know. But I'm just here today to share with you what the faith of a mama is like and what it means. Because obviously, Amram, his father, and Jacob, his mother, had a faith that they could do this and that God would bless them. And that's what it takes. That's what faith is about. And faith is not some sort of just stoic mindset. It is actually doing it. I'll tell you, if there's anything that shows an active faith, it's motherhood. Because it's not easy. It's not. But God has called you that, and He's given you faith to do that. I want to just go, and I'll come back here, but in Hebrews chapter 11, beginning at verse 23, I want you to see the results of this woman Jochebed's faith on Moses and what it meant to him. Though she was with his mother only a few years, in verse 23 of Hebrews 11, listen, by faith, Moses, where'd he get that? Certainly faith is a gift from God, but it's nurtured through mothers. By faith, Moses, when he was born, was hid 3 months of his parents. We just read about that. Because they saw he was a proper child and they were not afraid of the king's commandments. See, when you fear God, you won't fear anything else. You won't fear being a mother. Though it's hard, it's heartbreaking. The virtuous woman I mentioned. The Bible closes that great catalog of describing this woman. Of all her industry, of all her faithfulness and trustworthiness, how she got up in the middle of the night and took care of her children, he closes that by saying, she fears the Lord. He says, beauty is vain. Looks are not all that matters. But a woman that fears the Lord, she shall be praised. And that's what Jochebed did. She feared the Lord. But listen, I'm reading in Hebrews 11 again. By faith, Moses, in verse 24, when he was come to years, refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter. Listen, he grew up in the castles and the palaces. No telling what this guy was nurtured. Talking about a silver spoon in his mouth in those latter years. But what mattered to him was those first years. I want you ladies to hear that. That is so powerful. Little children take in so much in their little small minds in their young years. It sticks and you expose them to that. And later on, I mean, that is a call of motherhood that you bring your children up to nurture the admonition of the Lord. Not only by His word and expose Him to it, but by your example. And it made a difference in Moses. He says, I'm not going to live like this. I'm a Hebrew. He never forgot it. Choosing rather to suffer affliction with the people of God rather than to enjoy the pleasures of sin for a season. I'll tell you what, you can't get out of a mama. You can't get out of what she's exposed you to and what you've been blessed to have and to know. I'll tell you, mother, you talking about a mission field? That's what it is. You don't have to go to Saudi Arabia or Libya or Pakistan. It's in your home. That is the greatest mission field. And a mother is the one that, the very one that God has given as a foundation of a platform to explain Jesus and the whispers of God's love in those little ones. What a blessing it is. And that's why we can trust. We should trust our mothers. We should believe them. as they believe God. And that's what mothers do. They trust in the Lord. That's what motherhood is about. And trusting in God is sometimes going through some turmoil and things in your life that you'd rather not have. They hid Moses, see, as long as they could. But it come to a time they had to let him go. Then that's the way it is with the mothers. You mothers know that better than I do. I mean, your babies, you hide them. You hide them from what? The world. I was over at Sarah and Phillips the other day, and I was holding little Bennett, and Emery's sitting on the sofa there, said, Granny, Bennett's not supposed to look at TV. I said, really? Okay. And they were hiding. I mean, do you let your children look at anything they want to? I mean, you will say people that dress any way they want to. Well, you can dress. I mean, everybody else doing it, Mama. But you're going to say, no, it doesn't matter what everybody else is doing. That is your calling. That's what Jochebed was like. She wasn't going to do it just because everybody else was doing it. She had a faith in God. She was going to trust God. Sometimes that's the hardest part because you got to let them go in the world and you still pray to them. A man told me one time, he was an older man, he said, I talked to my mother who was still living. She was up in her 90s. And said, we had a family reunion, and he said that there were 28 great-grandchildren. And he said, I did not know their names. And he says, I remember sitting there by my mother, and I said, Mama, do you know the names of all your grandchildren? She says, why, yes, I do. She says, I have a prayer list. And I pray for them every day. I call them by name. I'm going to tell you, your mother is doing that for you right now. I guarantee you, she prays for you every day. And there's a lot of your mother's prayers that are not here and the mothers that are in heaven that are still being answered. I believe that. I mean, we heard Terry talk about Hannah. You talking about the powerful prayer of a mama? That's powerful. It don't get any more pure than a prayer from a mother. You see, that's what motherhood is. You see, babies are part of God's plan. That's why motherhood is a part of God's plan. You know, I was thinking this morning, about 55 miles from here is a woman that I love. That is my daughter. That one day had to give up her babies. And you know what she did? She did not abandon them, nor did Jochebed. She tells me all the time, though her heart, I promise you, is breaking today. That's what motherhood does. Especially when something has separated you from the very love of your children and the very fellowship with your family. And that's what drugs will do too. That's not my subject, but it will do it. And so she would say, I thank you and Penny for raising my children. See, we did not have to take those babies. She gave them. She, like Jochebed, knew that they couldn't make it like that. So what did she do? She put them in an ark. And you know what that ark is? Jesus. It's just like Noah's Ark. That's emblematic of salvation. So what does a mama do? A motherhood takes her babies and trusts them to Jesus Christ. She can hide them as long as she can, but she can't do it forever. And what a blessing to give them to the Lord. The last thing I want to say is let's thank God for our mothers. I believe that we'll never realize what we owe to our godly mothers. I mean, then it's kind of like God's grace. We take it for granted. And you know, my wife said this, Randy, and she don't usually tell me things, what to preach. She said, Randy, do not mention my name today. So I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to mention my wife's name. I'm not. But I'm going to mention her mama's name, Mary Deloach. Because I thank God for Miss Mary Deloach. Because she's the mama of my wife. And you can thank God for the mothers, men, of your wives. And wives, for the mothers of your husbands. That is how this goes. That's generational. What a blessing to have mothers, and what a blessing motherhood is, because it's God's calling. And it may not be that you can be a biological mother, but you'll either be biological or spiritual or emotional mothers. Motherhood is a part of every woman's calling. That's what I want to say today. And I want you to see that as God gives you that calling. Because if you have children, mamas, and you believe in God and Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, I want you to search your heart and say, is there a message that God would have you say to your children while you have them? Just like Jochebed, she didn't have much time, but she got as much in them of God as she could. And it had a profound effect on his life and on a lot of other lives. See, we're talking about the fiber of society right here. I mean, you're talking about the church. You're talking about how God does things. He does it through families. See, the family is a part of God's kingdom. A family was in you before the church. And just like marriage, motherhood is God's idea, and it's a good idea. And we need to nurture and be thankful for it and for the responsibility that God gives us. Motherhood is really about God. That's what it's about. That's what Exodus 2, verse 1 through 10, it's about God. It's about how God does things. It's what God's calling you to do and all of us to do. It's really about the gospel. I mean, Moses was taken as a baby by his parents to the river, the place of death. And that's what it means to us, that we're to die in Christ, that we died, when he died, we died with him. But that's where you get your life. It is. It's good news. As long as the world shall stand, there will be a church, according to God. Then it has to be, there'll be mothers, godly mothers. I thank God that you're involved in those, that I've come to know you as a godly woman that you are. And you have so much influence. And I pray the Lord to continue to encourage you. Lots of people love you, you don't even know. And long after you're gone, you're sacrificed, because being a mother means you are then a sacrifice. I read this morning that about 100 years ago in Wales, there was a mother walking through the mountains, toting a little baby in her arms. And a snowstorm came up, and it was like a blizzard, the story said. It's a true story I'm telling you about. And the mother died in that storm. But when the search party was finding, they found her body, but they looked over and they saw a lump there, and she had wrapped her baby up in her coats. She had taken hers off to save that child. That man's name was David Lloyd George. He was a British statesman for 16 years. A profound man of faith. I was reading the other day about John Newton, who wrote Amazing Grace. And I knew he'd had some struggles and gone off on the wrong track. But he gave a powerful paragraph testimony of his mother and how she, when he was young, would nurture him and tell him about the Lord and use him and pray for him. He got away from that, but he never forgot his mama. He never did. May the Lord bless us to thank God. I know you do. I mean, we cannot even take a breath without being grateful for our mamas, can we? We can't. If your mother is living, may you hug her today. And if you're not, take her memory, her living presence, and you cherish that. Get off somewhere and thank God. And there's a lot of mamas whose hearts are breaking because they fear they failed to do. I told you about my daughter Ashley, and I know for sure I've talked to her so many times in her pain. And her pain is not getting the drug. Her pain is not getting her children. And it's hard to overcome. And as much as we can encourage that and help that, if you have a mama that's heart's breaking, you try to comfort her as much as you can. Because I guarantee you, she has comforted you when she was the only one that could do it and you didn't know anything about it. Well, this is a story of great victory in Christ, I would say, this Old Testament of Moses' birth. But isn't it amazing how it happened? How against all odds that they would say, well, why in the world at this time would this happen? That's what mothers do. They defy all the odds and they go ahead and believe God and trust God and they don't have to do everything like everybody else. They think of their children. Now, you know, you might be a religious person and that's good that you are, but I'm going to tell you, it's a lot more important to think about your children than trying to figure out the seven seals or the seven trumpets in Revelation. It's just basic mamahood. It's basic teaching and nurturing. What a blessing it is. I know I told you the story. I'll close with it, but I guess I wasn't raised in a real, I'd say, devout Christian home. But I do remember my grandmama giving me probably the first impression of God. Now, could she save me? Not the least. But I remember being there in the summers. We'd go there sometime, and my cousins and I, and my grandmother, when it started, she would come out on that porch, and I can remember that screen door slapping closed, and she said, "Youngins, a cloud's coming up. Y'all come in." I used to hate to do that, but I did it. And she would bring us in there and have us sit down in the middle of that old house, turn every light off, and we would just sit there in the stillness. I mean, you know, 8 and 10 years old, that's hard to do. But she had said, "You don't talk. Let's be quiet because God is doing His work." Man, I started hearing that lightning and thundering. I just never got over it. That was God. And it was. But I'm just saying, that's a little impression. Mamas teach their children through nature even. God. I mean, it's everywhere. You know, it's not about so much you got to look a certain way. It is about what kind of person you are. That's what matters to her. What a blessing, the joy that is. Thank you, ladies, for motherhood. We need you so much. Let's have a prayer. Lord, we thank you for the mothers and motherhood and all these ladies of grace, O Lord. And even the one who think they fail has not so much as they think. And even then, Lord, your grace is sufficient and greater than any of our sins, even that of a mother. We thank you, Lord, for loving us, though, and for giving us this part of your word that teaches the courageous faith of Jochebed and Amram, and how you used a princess even to hear the cry of a baby and to adopt this little one. Lord, motherhood is just that profound. It shows, Lord, the care, and tears make a difference. A mother can hear a baby's cry in a room of thousands of people. Lord, that's because her heart is tuned by affection and love to the helpless one that you've entrusted her with. Lord, bless the women of this church and the women of our nation to be godly women, Lord, to be courageous and to nurture us. Because, Lord, the effects are so deep. We don't even realize it sometime till they're already gone from the scene of the earth. Thank you, Lord, for loving us. You talk about that comparison of your comfort. When you said in Isaiah 63 that you comfort like a mother. So we come, Lord, needing that comfort. Needing a refurbished motherhood in our society, in our churches, in our lives. Bless us, O Lord. Comfort us for Christ's sake. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.